Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Everyone, I am Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News from Lone Star Community Radio in downtown Conroe. You can listen on FM 104.5, 106.1, live streaming irlonestar.com. This is on YouTube as well. And we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about women-owned businesses, local women-owned businesses, because I think it's important of things that women can do. So the first segment will be Nancy Bulla. She's the owner of the Traveling Bar and Lounge. And in the second segment, we will hear from Becky Laird. She is the Crossroads Senior Living Home. She has three group home facilities. And you don't have to be a senior. It could be someone who just needs some extra help. So she's going to tell us all about her houses and how volunteers can help share the love by playing piano music or something to help these different people with different levels of care that they need. Or she might even need some staff, I think, or new residents, any of that. Oh, and you know, the traveling bar. Who's not ready to have a traveling bar at their next event? So we'll hear from these ladies to talk and tell us their story and how you can engage with them. The show is sponsored by Roger Stein Chiropractic. They are located at 3033 West Davis by Conroe High School and Taco Bell. Treating everyone from infants to seniors, patients of all ages and backgrounds, weekend athletes to professionals with a focus on natural holistic healing to not only relieve pain but achieve optimal health. Dr. Stacy Rogers holds certifications in adjusting extremities, arm, legs, hands, feet, clinical nutrition, prenatal, and pediatric care. If you are not a patient, one would wonder why, but it's only $37 to go and see her or one of her partnering physicians, and it all gets donated back to CASA, Children in the Child Welfare System in Montgomery County. So what's going around? Well, first of all, it's beautiful weather today. So we're just going to hold on to that. It is time to vote. If you haven't voted, of course, this is the first day of early voting in the greater Conroe area. And I believe Magnolia has some races. So depending on what community you live in, there's voting goes on, early voting now through this week and the beginning of next week. And I believe it's May 4th is Tuesday voting day. So get out there and vote. There's auditions for Butterflies Are Free at the Owen Theater, April 28th and 29th. That's next Sunday and Monday from 7 to 9 at the theater with cold readings. Casting, they're looking for someone, a male, 20s to 30s, portraying a realistic blind individual. The lead female is also 20 to 30s and is kind of a free spirit, bohemian character. I kind of think of Stevie Nicks when I read that. So if that's you, you can volunteer and do some cold call auditions. And there's also a supporting mother role and a supporting male role. Anyway, again, that's for Butterflies Are Free, April 28th and 29th from 7 to 9 at the Owen Theater. The Players Theater Company is just finished with their show, and if you haven't seen that, it's too late, and now they're working on the next thing. But that was the Buddy Holly show, and that just finished this last weekend. So stay tuned for what is coming next with them. City of Conroe is putting on Kids Fest this weekend, Saturday. That's from 10 to 4. It's absolutely free. There's hands-on activities. Parents, you will love it. Friends, whatever. But it's mostly for kids, and there's lots of things they can do. There are food trucks. There are vendors. You can buy something from the local vendors, and it is gated so that to watch that the bad people don't come in. But that's Kids Fest. They do that the last Saturday of every April. The Greater Conroe Arts Alliance is auctioning off art pieces painted during their festival in March with an online site. If you want to know more about that, greaterconroeartsalliance.com. And this weekend, the Bravo Company, which is the Children's Performing Arts School for the Crichton Theater Foundation, will perform The Enchanted Bookshop. And that is coming up Friday, May 3rd at 7 and Saturday, May 4th at 2. So promote the arts and help support these kids that go to classes. The Table at Madeley will also host Corey Morrow Friday, May 10th. And you can go to the ConroeTable.com to get those tickets because I believe they're going to sell out. And Friday, May 10th begins the 3-weekend engagement of Into the Woods, when fairy tales get tangled into each other's stories. That kind of sounds messy. And with the witch and giants and a bad wolf and Cinderella, and they get confused as to what story they're in. So that will be a lot of fun. And their 3-week weekend run starts again Friday, May 10th. So keep in mind about Mother's Day is coming up soon, and the Southern Empress will be taking people out for a Mother's Day event. They also have murder mystery themes, a dueling piano cruise, all on Lake Conroe. Go to southernempress.com to find out more about it. And if you're going to take mom out for Mother's Day, I got to tell you, that is the busiest day for restaurants because most men don't want to cook. So you're going to have to book it soon. With that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to start on our show and hear all about the Traveling Bar and Lounge.
Hey there, Conroe. This is Andrew from the Audience of One show that airs Wednesdays at 10 a.m. right here on KZCC 106.1 and 104.5 FM. Make sure to tune in and keep it on for Community Radio's version of a slow motion train wreck. You will hear our take on some of the world's oddest news, our mind droppings, and general banter from your favorite radio friends, me and Dick Schisler. We are also available on all of your favorite podcasting platforms.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment, or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein Chiropractic.com.
And we are back with our first segment. We are going to learn about the Traveling Bar and Lounge. So I bet you don't even think about it. When you go to different events, sometimes there might be some liquor and somebody else is serving it, and not necessarily the person who's putting on the event or the organization or whatever that is. And I'm sitting across from Nancy Bulla, and she is the owner of Traveling Bar and Lounge. So she brings the bar to you, and we're going to talk about what that looks like and what's included and where she goes, because, you know, the weather's starting to be a little nice, although I'm pretty sure you probably did this at Christmas and other times. You don't have to be outdoors. You could be indoors, right, or you could be in a canoe, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, we're going to talk about that. So Nancy and I, we were connected many years ago. I don't even know. I want to say 20. Was it 20, maybe?
Over
10.
I started Baby and Me back in 2003. So, and then we shut
that was
it
20
down.
Years ago.
Yeah, we shut it down so, like 2011, 2012.
Okay. Yeah. So I've worn different faces, not really, but yes, and worked for nonprofits, and we connected back then, and now we're even connected more, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now we're going to talk about Traveling Bar and Lounge. So, Nancy, you bring the bar to them, right?
I do.
With a smile.
With a smile, yes.
Okay, so what does that mean? Do they buy the liquor, and what do you bring?
Well,
and who is Jen?
Well, we have different services. We have Jen the Mobile Bar, and she is a beauty. She is unique and like no other.
Tell me about Jen.
She's a trailer. She's a black trailer that we built from the ground up, and we made her black and with gold lights on the outside, and she is so
she's classy.
Pretty. She's very
classy. Okay.
And it could be, we're actually doing a crawfish boil with a company this Thursday, And we do weddings. So it doesn't really matter what kind of event. Even
it could just be a family gathering, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So Jen, when Jen comes to you, what does Jen have inside?
We provide whatever, we customize each event. So whoever, whatever you want, we want to make it perfect for you. And so on the inside, basically, we have the bar tools, we have even decorations, and like I said, we customize it for your needs. And we do not provide the liquor.
You need to have a conversation of how many you're going to serve and what varieties.
Correct.
If it's just a wine bar or just a beer and wine or what that looks
right.
like. Is that it, correct?
Yes.
But
and
you serve.
Mocktails, too.
You serve, right?
We have bartenders. Yes, we serve.
So you are licensed to serve, TABC?
Correct.
Okay.
We are. We just don't have a liquor license. So
okay.
we can.
So you can't provide the liquor.
Correct.
But you can serve the liquor.
So the guests, they buy the alcohol. Either they can use our vendor or they can go out and buy it themselves. I am not allowed to buy it.
Okay, so that actually still makes it so easy because you don't want to sit there behind a bar, and you probably know how to make all the different cocktails, right?
Yes.
Which I do not. I wouldn't know how. How much whiskey to pour in.
Correct.
Or what an old fashioned is, or any of that. You can supply all that once you have the conversation, and then
right.
it's just turnkey. You
take
care of the guests.
When we talk to them, we want to know, you know, what do they want? Do they want cocktails or just beer, wine, or all three? Do they want a full bar? So that conversation is at the very beginning.
Sure.
And we customize it for them.
Sure. So if it's like a ladies' night out,
yes.
and maybe you want to do all different wines, or if you want to do margaritas, or maybe flavored margarita, whatever that looks like,
right.
you're the girl. So
right.
you are an event person's partner, right?
Correct.
You don't
yes.
take care of all the rest of the event. You just take care of the liquor.
Right.
Now, do you ever do things that aren't liquor?
Yes, we even have a pirate ship that we have for kids, and so obviously can't
fun.
Have liquor for kids.
For kids parties. So tell me what you serve in the with the pirate.
Well, whatever the parent would want.
Lemonade.
Yeah, it could be sodas. It could be water.
It could be fancy drinks that are mocktails.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because yeah. we can even do quinceañeras. And some of them want alcohol, some of them don't. So we can have a mixture.
I see. Not serving the kids.
Right.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Kids don't get it, but
no,
they get the mocktails.
So you have a canoe bar, a whiskey barrel bar. What are those? Tell me about those.
So we have a whiskey barrel bar, and we have used that as the bar. And we also have sometimes weddings like to put the bride wants the cake in the middle of it. So it can be used as a table or it can be used as a bar. And then we have a canoe, and we just put the ice and the alcohol in there. And we made a stand for it, so that way nobody has to reach over or reach down to grab the alcohol. If they want the bartender, we provide it. And then we serve it to the guests. If they don't want the bartender, it's still at a level where they can just reach in and grab it.
So there's all different things that you can do, and you mix it, and it's personalized service.
Absolutely.
To whatever the party is and how many people and what your desire is.
Right.
And you make it work. But so you don't have to bring any of that. You can just serve, right?
Correct. Right.
Which
they
is
don't
a blessing
have to
too.
Rent a bar. If they want just a bartender, then we have that.
You can be a bartender.
Correct.
I think Dick needs this at his next party.
Just
all okay. Okay, we'll talk about that later. So, yeah, Traveling Bar and Lounge, and you have a website, travelingbarandlounge.com. Makes sense. And Traveling Bar and Lounge on social media. You have Instagram as well.
We do.
Okay, so just Traveling Bar and Lounge. I'm sure that if you put it in there, you'll find it, right?
Yes.
And you could see pictures of some of these different canoe bars, whiskey barrel bars, some of the drink packages. And you started this a couple years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And So you're just kind of going wherever. Does your husband help you with this, or anybody, or is it just you?
It's kind of just me, but he helps me whenever I, you know, the lifting. And he's also very yeah. creative with some of the building part of it. He didn't build all of the items that I have, but for instance, the canoe, he made the stand for it, and on each side of the canoe, he made I don't know what you would call it, I'm just going to call it a platform, and that way it kind of blocks it off for a smaller party or a wedding where you could put like flowers on each side.
So it's just different.
It is.
It's unique. So what made you think of a canoe?
Well, honestly, I've seen it before other weddings.
I guess I don't get out much. So that could be.
So it's just really cute and unique, and that was part of the reason why I wanted to start Traveling Bar Lounge is for the uniqueness of the bars.
That's fun. Yeah, I've seen some before at the Home and Outdoor Living Show. They had some that came. They was there a year ago, I think, at the March show. But I've never known anybody to have one and bring it. So now I do. And all you event planners that are planning graduation parties or Mother's Day, Father's Day, just because parties, family gatherings, a lot of family gatherings start happening in the summertime. And you want something that's easy when you're bringing 40 people together. And so you can go anywhere. So you go through Montgomery County, you travel there. Do you go to outskirts, or is that another conversation you have with someone?
We go to Houston. We'll go to College Station. It's the surrounding area. After 30 miles, we do charge a little more for gas, but we will bring the party to you.
Okay. Could be a beach party thing.
All right.
You just have to think outside the box. So are you booked for going forward, or do people need to start getting a hold of you soon?
Yes, it's always better to do ahead of time. It makes life much easier for you and me.
Do you have a phone number they could call, or is that all on the Traveling Bar and Lounge website?
It is on the website.
Okay.
We have an email and a phone number, the website, and we have social media.
Just get connected. Just get connected and contact you. Sounds like a lot of fun. You know, it sounds like having the drink package when you're on a cruise ship or something. You know, just having it taken care of for you. What made you think about doing this? It seems like a different niche.
I like hosting parties.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
I don't. But that's why you do that.
I do. I like celebrations. I like happiness. I like seeing people happy. We did an event, a client turned 50, and it was just fun to be there and watch her because she felt special.
It's nice to make people feel good.
Yes, I love it. And I love seeing her face. She shined the whole night.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like being nice. A part of it.
So birthdays, retirement parties.
Absolutely, yes.
Just summer.
Housewarmings. We
summer
did a housewarming.
Pool parties or any kind of gathering of your organization that you want to get with. And you event planners need to listen up because I know you need Nancy.
That's right.
Nancy can bring it to you and you don't have to worry about it. So what am I missing here, Nancy? Anything we haven't talked about that you want to mention?
Well,
the elephant in the room.
Well, we both have something in common.
Yes, we do. We both lost our children 2 years ago in February.
Yes.
And that's could bring you to drinking, but it didn't because we are just trying to do things in honor of our children, Joey right. and Indigo. And 2 weeks, I think it was like 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, hers was February 23rd.
Yes, and Joey's was February 1st. And even though we knew each other, suddenly we have more connected
right.
than ever, a deeper connection. And they were both tragic. They were not health concerns necessarily. I know Indigo was murdered.
Correct.
And people don't talk about these things, but it's tragic. And I know you're trying to get a hold of the person responsible.
Right. Yes. We have one guy that's already in jail The other guy is still out. He's never been caught. I do believe he's still in the Greens Point area. He just is hiding, but he's there. I know he's there.
Yeah.
There was a girl involved, too. She's out.
And you have their images on your website.
I do, yes. I believe all three of them are on there. But yes, but here recently I have decided to start a nonprofit, just like you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's still the very beginning stages. In fact, I'm going to call a lawyer and ask questions today. It's going to be kind of like a retreat. I want to help people move forward in their life, whatever struggle it may be.
It's so needed.
Yes. Yes. Because Indigo ended up getting with the wrong crowd. I think everybody has their own story. And some people make it, and some people struggle to get through it. And that's my goal, is to help them get through with their struggle.
I love that. You have to do what makes sense to you. And in honor of your daughter.
Correct. And she loved helping people.
To help other people. Mine is to help other military, because I don't want a mother to go through what I've been through.
Right.
And it can be prevented.
Right.
So we have things we do in honor of our children. And then we have the stuff like the traveling bar and lounge and what I do. And being here, I use this to help other people. So it's the traveling bar and lounge. Nancy Bulla is the owner, and she's very dedicated to helping you enjoy your event, whether it's small or large. How large can you go?
We can do 300. We
okay.
can even do more.
All right. Well, you just bring other partners or figure it out.
Correct.
Get other people to help you.
Yes.
So think about that as you're looking forward towards Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation, summer parties. Maybe you have a pool or something, and just a gathering. Or maybe it's, like you're saying, a retreat type of situation that you want to have for one evening for people to get together. Whatever it looks like. Connect with Nancy and let her help you with the event and pull in people so that you can enjoy and celebrate. Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment, or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein Chiropractic.com.
Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show, with monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5 and 106.1 and on IRLoneStar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at IRLoneStar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776.
Lone Star Boxer Rescue is a nonprofit organization serving Montgomery County and surrounding areas, dedicated to the health and well-being of the boxer breed. Lone Star Boxer Rescue is run and managed 100% by volunteers since 1999. Our main objective is to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome boxers that come to us from many sources, including local animal shelters, owner surrenders, and strays. For more information about Lone Star Boxer Rescue, visit our website at lsbr.org.
Hey, y'all. It's DJ Mike from Dan Simon, Texas. Join me Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. as I count down the top 10 Texas Red Dirt songs that are packing the dance floor. I'll be featuring local artists and the story behind the hits, shows in the area, as well as new songs that make you want to dance. It's Dance Time in Texas with DJ Mike on Lone Star Community Radio, 104.5 KCZW and 106.1 KZCC, Conroe, Texas, or online, irlonestar.com.
Well, we are back in our second segment today, and sitting across the table with me is Becky Laird. She is the Crossroads Senior Living Home Facility. She has three homes. She's the owner of the facility, and you started, I don't even know when you started this.
2021.
So it's fairly new, 3 years old, and you're expanding. I'm going to talk about that. But you got into this business of helping seniors, but you don't just help seniors. I mean, they don't have to be a senior, but is that mostly what you have as seniors in your facility?
It is. It's rare to have someone younger, but we can accept them as
of
long
course.
As it's somebody that would fit in with the population that we have in the home.
Sure, in the relationship.
Yeah.
So you have worked, you have experience working with seniors in different facilities in the Conroe area.
I do, yes. I'm a nurse, and I did a startup, actually, for a couple of communities right here in Conroe. And just corporate management in senior living for about 20 years.
So you have all that experience. You know what it looks like. You know kind of the characteristics of people that are in those facilities and how important it is to the family that their loved ones are taken care of and given the right care.
Absolutely.
But you left that to start your own. Why?
Honestly, it was because of my husband.
Oh, well, that's okay, too.
I probably wouldn't have had the nerve to do it.
It's scary, but
it's
sometimes
so
husbands
scary.
Nudge
and
you that way.
He had encouraged me for years, and I finally did it. It was kind of at the peak of COVID, and right after that
so it's all still fairly new.
And, the first one was a home right down the street from our house, just eight houses down, and it was just... It was just God's plan, I guess. I mean, it just fell into our laps. And
so it's close and convenient, and that makes sense.
The very next day, we put a contract on it.
Wow. Sometimes you just here we are. Have to jump off the diving board and not even know how far down you're going, right?
And we did. I mean, our plan was to open one a year, and that was our five-year plan. We opened three in 13 months.
So you had a business strategy. That's good.
A little busy. Yeah.
Yes. So you have three facilities.
Correct.
One in Conroe, two in Montgomery?
One in Conroe, one in Magnolia, one in Montgomery.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where's the one in Magnolia?
One in Magnolia is the one that's actually right down the street from our house. It's in Westwood. So
New
Magnolia.
I know where that is.
So, yeah. And then the one in Conroe is actually Conroe 1488. And then the third location is in Montgomery off of Lone Star Parkway.
Okay, so you have these three facilities. And when we talk about this, this is not a structured facility like what you've been through. These are homes. These are regular homes.
They're personal care homes
and
residential care homes.
There's a different feeling with these homes. They don't feel like... a hospital
facility.
Type building.
They're
not
exactly
a facility. They're a home.
They are.
And they're styled to give that feeling to the people that live there, that this is their home.
We really strive to make it feel that way. I think that the seniors are more comfortable in that environment.
I think so.
And, you know, I know that there's a place for the larger facilities with all the entertainment and everything when they're a lot more active. But when they're not quite as active anymore, they just want comfortable. They want a feeling of being cared for.
Safety.
And loved, and absolutely. And just be able to trust you.
Yeah.
And their safety is absolutely priority.
It's scary to move to another place when you're not with family and you don't know the people. And as they progress with whatever's happening in their life, mentally or physically, it gets scarier for them, and family can't always take care of them. So that's why Absolutely. Oftentimes they go into a larger institutional facility. But sometimes those larger facilities don't have enough staff or enough time or give as close attention to your loved one.
You know, I think it's hard for them in the larger facilities. They've just got to spread themselves so thin.
They do. And yes.
Being in
just And it's a hard job to
in
have.
A house. Mm-hmm. You know, your residents are all close by.
I mean, they know each other. They're not, all right there.
You know,
they're not spread out.
Another wing of the building yes. that you've got to run to go to the next one. They're just right there. And so, yeah, we enjoy being able to care for them in a small environment. And the residents, I think, feel more comfortable and safe that way as well.
Well, it's because it's more an intimate setting.
Correct.
And your staff... the ratio is much smaller, so they can pay Absolutely. Attention to what's happening. Now, again, this is all if your loved one needs more attention. You know, they may not, if they're living in assisted living or independent living, they don't need the attention as much. But as something changes physically or mentally with them, they're going to need probably more care.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the benefits of it, you know, like you were saying, with not being spread so thin, that there's the caregiver that's there, we get to know them intimately, and we get to know when there's the slightest thing that's off with them. If they're just feeling under the weather, if, you know, UTIs are so prevalent in seniors, and hydration.
And I didn't
so
even
important.
Realize that, but they are. It changes everything. It changes their whole psyche.
Absolutely.
And they do things that are weird, or they don't eat. And you don't know this.
It makes them a fall risk. It makes them agitated. Mm-hmm. It makes them very, very confused. And so we can sense
you can
those
sense
things
when it's
very
happening.
Quickly.
Right.
Hopefully before it gets to be serious. Mm-hmm. And just get them into antibiotics.
Because they get hospitalized for these things all the time.
Yeah. And that's not good for them either. It's scary.
It's very
it's,
scary.
Just being out of their environment is, they're very fearful.
So even though you've had this for a short time, you have residents. Do you still have openings right now at your houses?
We do. We do have a couple of openings actually at our Montgomery location right now. We would love to have anybody join us.
How many people can stay in a home?
So in that home, it's a licensed home, and we can have 6 residents there. And that location is nice. It kind of is in the backyard of Bentwater and April Sound and Walden, right there in Grandview Estates. And the
it's
gated
in a nice
subdivision.
Community.
It's a very nice gated subdivision, very nice home. It is. We have a different feel in all of the houses. I think that one house is not going to be the right match for everybody. So if you walk into any of our houses, they're all different. They're not just cookie cutter, all look alike. There's a different feel to every one of them. And where one may be the right match for one person, it may not be for the other one, but they may like the barn and the chickens and the land and the the wildlife. And,
right,
you know,
right.
So, and our, like we call
Your
it.
Your chickens.
Our chickens, yes.
Yes.
At our third location in Montgomery, you know, I like to refer to it as the chandelier effect. So it's got that feel to it.
It's a little more elegant. But
yes.
It's also, it's not just what the physical house looks like, but it's the people that are in the house, too.
You're absolutely right.
And the makeup
and
of them. And you're considerate of that.
That's the caregivers. That's the residents that live there. All being able to get along together, and even ourselves, my husband and myself and our director of operations is Michelle, and we're in the buildings every day. And so we know all of the staff, we know the residents, we know their families, we know their visitors, we know their, if they have third party providers like a physician that comes in or home health or hospice, we know them all. And are in touch with all of them on a daily basis so that we can communicate, all be on the same page. That's very important, the continuity of care for them. And so that everybody knows what's going on with them at any given time.
And they're staffed 24/7.
Absolutely. Awake Alert staff 24/7. And, you know, we have been extremely blessed that we have longevity with our staff. This industry is...
You don't.
This industry, the turnover is just awful, unfortunately. And it's just the nature of the business, I guess.
Well, caring for people is very difficult. You're doing everything for them.
It really is. They wear a lot of hats throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And they have to switch from one minute to the next, depending on what may be going on. And you never know. It's not just follow this little task list all day long, because you never know what's going to come up throughout your day with the residents, and you just have to go with the flow. And
are they equipped?
A very special person.
Are they equipped for an emergency that would come up to handle it?
Absolutely. They're very well trained. We do continuing training for them every month. They know what to do in case of all kinds of different emergencies that could arise. And us being right down the street does help. I like for the locations to be really close by, so that at any given time, even in the middle of the night, I mean, my husband knows, my whole family knows, my phone is right there on my pillow. And if we've got to get up and run to one of the houses real quick, we can
do
be
it.
There in just a few minutes.
You just take
and
care of
we
it.
Have many, many times.
So outside of having openings at the house, you also might be open to having people come entertain or play the piano or
absolutely. We
sing
welcome volunteers.
Or bring a craft
absolutely.
And help them. Or and there are different levels
therapy,
of what they can
therapy.
Do, but they all kind of like music, don't they?
Yes, they do. They really enjoy it. It seems to bring just a calmness to them, and they love just different faces coming in the building as well.
They like visitors.
They really do. Just they love anybody that'll just sit and talk to them. It's amazing the stories that they have to tell, and we could learn so much from them.
It's yep. true. Just sitting and listening.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was told that they love the music. I know when I go, my mother is, of course, in the facility in Conroe. And when I put 60s music on the YouTube, it just starts playing different ones.
It just
they love
back
it.
Memories for
it,
them.
Memories. I mean, think about ourselves, yourself, is that music always is meaningful to you. It
absolutely.
Takes you back to a different place or time mm-hmm. or makes you smile or makes you think of someone or something.
Absolutely.
And it's the same with them. They, even though they're not all physically able to do things, they hear music. Mm-hmm. And you have a piano.
We
at
do.
The Conroe one that, mm-hmm. I don't know, is it being used ever?
It's not that much. We did have a family member who played, and currently we don't have anybody who plays, but we'd love to have somebody come anytime.
Anytime.
We welcome guests.
Once a month, once
anytime.
Every 2 weeks, whatever.
Absolutely.
Any of that.
Yes.
So check that out. So you have a Facebook page, and it's just Crossroads
Senior Living.
Senior Living. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so you can find it on there. And what is the best way to contact you, Becky, for if somebody wanted to volunteer with whatever, playing music,
right.
or if they had somebody that was interested in viewing a house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is the best way
the
to go on that page?
Number is they can contact that page. They can message me at any time. Our office number is 936-500-2300.
I didn't know you had an office
and,
number.
And we actually do. I know you use my personal cell, and everybody does. Everybody has my personal cell. And because I want everybody to know that they can contact me immediately. And
so where does that office number go to? Does that come to?
It's actually at the Montgomery location.
Okay.
And then they just get a message to us.
Okay. Tell
yes.
me it again. 936?
500-2300.
I'm going to write down.
Yep.
Okay. So are you doing any hiring? Do you need any
we
other
are not
staff?
Not currently.
Okay.
No, right now.
That's good, actually.
Very. Yes, yes. We are fully staffed right now and wonderful staff. They are the backbone of our community, absolutely. And they do a great job.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
They are.
Thank you.
You know, and it starts with you leading the team.
Thank you so much.
But I know my mother is very safe. I don't worry about her. I know
yeah.
that I'm going to get a call if something isn't right.
Absolutely.
And they get home cooked meals.
Absolutely.
Y'all cook them.
Yes.
I mean, you prepare the meals.
That's
and
so important.
It is important.
Don't have a lot to look forward to, and food is right up there at the top for them. So,
and if they don't like it, they tell you.
Absolutely, they do. Oh, yes, they do. And, you know, you could ask any of our resident care specialists about any resident and their particular taste or what they like or don't like, and they will be able to tell you. They know what they want on their hamburger. They know how they want it dressed. Yep. They know if they want sweet
and
tea.
That's just nice. You know, to have that confidence that your loved one is being taken care of.
They just know them
and
very well.
That they're safe. And plus the fact that you're a registered nurse.
Absolutely. I'm a nurse as
well. You look at their meds and what they're getting. And if they came from somewhere else, you always review them.
You know, and that's something that... And this is just my particular opinion in over the years seeing this. I believe in the less meds, the better. I don't believe in over-medicating or sedating them unnecessarily. There are times when it's absolutely a necessity. But we try our best to let them be themselves as much as we possibly can. And not give them really restrictions, but just let them just individualize care for whatever they need. And I always look at the medication list, though, just to see if there's something that's, is there a duplicate? Is there something that somebody's overlooked? So many times they've got several physicians, and they don't always necessarily know what the other one is prescribing.
Right.
And sometimes there may be duplications in that. Some meds that maybe that's different medications, but they do the same thing. So we try to look at that closely and be in contact with the physicians and make them aware of it, see if they want to make any changes. And a lot of times they weren't aware, and they do.
That's right.
Let's change that. They don't need that.
It's all about the love for those that are in your care.
Right,
absolutely. And digging deeper. And to that effect, you have people that come there to the facility. They don't have to leave. You'll have different physicians or whatnot.
There's
that
a physician
come
that'll
there.
Come in the building. There's
or a podiatrist or whatever there is.
Podiatry, a lot of people don't know that Medicare actually or their insurance will cover a podiatry visit every 61 days. So foot care is extremely important. And we want to be able, just as simple as coming in and clipping their nails for them, their toenails, but just looking and examining their feet, making sure that there's no issues. If their feet are hurting them, it's less time that they're going to be mobile. And we want them to be able to be mobile as long as possible, to have their independence. We really promote their independence, and it's important to them to maintain that as long as possible. So that definitely helps. We've got a pharmacy that
they deliver, don't they?
That delivers to us in a timely manner, and so all our medications are there on time, and so that's really helpful as well. We've got someone that can cut their hair if they need that.
Oh.
They can come in. We try to make it for the families so that they are able to go back and return to just being the family member and not the caregiver. Let us be the caregiver, and you go back to just being family.
And
you come for a visit.
It's wonderful. I know I could never do it. I could never take care of my mother. It's just too much.
You're right.
And she's on the right medication now, so she's happy. She's happier than she's ever been in her entire life. My mother has different mental issues. She's likely had her entire life that nobody ever told her or diagnosed her, which changed her whole personality.
Right.
And she was always fearful of people or just mean, just plain mean. And I think it was because there was too much going on in her head. And now she's happy.
Yeah.
She's happy. She's good to be around. And that's important to me, to make sure that she's safe and happy really are the only things that matter.
Overstimulation in seniors with any cognitive impairment, it's just overwhelming to them, and they don't know how to process it. Think about it. I mean, if we're overstimulated, we get nervous, but they don't really know how to process that or what to do with it.
Right.
So what they do just naturally is they withdraw and isolate, and that's sad. So,
or protective guards against anything.
Absolutely, which makes them anxious. It makes them agitated. They may lash out.
Yeah.
And we just got to pay attention to that and watch what's going on. And usually always we can pinpoint what it was that probably did it.
Well, it's a very loving environment, and I encourage anybody to check it out. Reach out to Becky. Go to Crossroads Senior Living and find them on Facebook, or you can send an email to crossroadsseniorliving@outlook.com. crossroadsseniorliving@outlook.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And you don't have to be a senior. It could be someone who just needs some extra help that you don't have time to give.
Sometimes,
and you don't want to just stick them in another facility that wouldn't fit their needs.
Absolutely.
I mean, the people here don't go on field trips. They really don't. They stay at the house, right?
Right. You know, at this stage, really, it would make them, it would be out of their
environment.
Too
much. It would be too much.
They wouldn't be comfortable in that.
But yet, you celebrate the big things.
Absolutely.
You
we
have
do. Whether it's
Easter meals
or
Thanksgiving
holidays.
Or birthday or Christmas, or you have the tree decorated. And I know at the facility where Mom is, there's chickens outside.
Yes.
So
she loves the chickens. And fresh eggs.
The chickens
we get
and fresh
eggs every day.
So check it out. Know that there are places, there are options, and everything. When you're looking for a facility for a loved one, one size doesn't fit all. They're all different. You have to go there and personally talk to the people who are running it. Talk to the management team. Talk to the staff. See if it's a good fit for your loved ones, because you want to have that anxiety taken away from you as well. And
you can
Becky's a good one.
When you walk in the door, you get a feel
you do.
For different places, and you just know.
You just know if it's a good place or not by how you're treated when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my mother is safe and happy.
Yeah. Thank you. She absolutely is.
She is. She very much is. Anything I've left out, Becky?
I don't think so. I think that's about it. We're expanding.
Oh, yes. I have that down in my notes. You are expanding.
We are expanding one location. We're excited about that. So we're going to be a fully licensed 14-bed facility at the Conroe location.
That's a lot. That's big.
That one is. You know, we want to be able to provide something to everybody. You never know what somebody might be looking for. That one's going to have an on-site rehab department, physical therapists, occupational therapists that are there in-house.
So you're really branching out there. That's cool.
It's really, you just never
you're
know
feeling
what
a gap.
Somebody may
You're
need.
Feeling a gap of need.
Right. All of our bedrooms right now are private. Mm-hmm. That location will have a couple of shared apartments as well.
Nice. So I imagine you're not going to use the pool.
No, we're
going to
have
fill
to
the
fill
pool
the pool
in, which isn't
yes,
being used and hasn't
better.
Been used in a long time.
Yeah,
it's a ranch style house.
She's going to be jumping in sometime.
Okay, well, we'll just wait for that moment.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Mom. But it's a beautiful facility right off of 1488, and all your facilities are fairly close within this area. And
yes.
Like you said, you're close by, and you only have trained, trusted people as your caregivers. So it's a beautiful thing. If you're thinking of options, you might want to consider Crossroads.
Thank you very much, Margie.
Okay, well, this has been fun, and that closes out our show for today. And special thanks to Rogerstein Chiropractic for your sponsorship, and we'll talk to y'all next Monday.